Dear Summer, you know you're going to miss me because we go together like Night Gas and Chris T's. Uh-huh. Like the song, the infamous Men Bleak Jay-Z song go. So you already know what it is. Fall season is here, which means football season is coming. It's here already. Basketball season is coming.
Can't wait.
Hoodie season. Fellas, protect your hoodies at all costs.
Oh, my gosh. Please do. I just got me a few. Tahira, don't touch them.
Exactly. Kiana Mons is on the way. Don't even touch them shits. And then we also got, of course, homecoming season.
Woo-wee. So you already, like how it used to be.
Hell no, but still, October 12th, 2019.
Come see us. It's Howard homecoming, too, but Morgan got it.
We already know what it is. Y'all. We already know what it is. Morgan State homecoming. You know what I'm saying? Hillen and Argonne, Montebello, Northwood.
Cold Spring.
The campus itself is going to be filled to capacity with vitamin D oozing out the pores, shorty, as we come into another year at Morgan State University homecoming. Your homecoming, for real, for me, that's just like the mecca of black excellence, man, because every field of human endeavor is represented from somebody that went to Morgan. You know what I'm saying? So from your doctors, your lawyers, your teachers, your engineers, entrepreneurs, the list go on and on. But it all started at Morgan, for real. And then, you know what I'm saying? That homecoming, it just gave me that nostalgic vibe, man. Like when you first heard Reasonable Doubt or when you first heard Takeover or Ether or the whole Beans and Jada dissing each other.
Crazy.
Those great times.
High school days. We used to definitely, shout out to all the dudes from Philly. We used to talk about that. Who had the best verse?
Ooh.
Shout out all the Philly dudes.
Off the break, man. So, like, since, you know, we both was at Morgan at the same time, but what was your homecoming experience like for you?
Oh, man. Yeah, so, you know, being at Morgan, you know, freshman through senior year was crazy. Like, you know, coming from New York, I had all my New York dudes with me who I went to Rice High School with, and then just meeting up with other New Yorkers. And when I mean, like, y'all getting together and you seeing girls from your city, you seeing girls from other cities and other states, you just like, yo, homecoming is live. Like, it's lit. You seeing people from all backgrounds. And then also on top of that, you seeing upperclassmen that you see on the regular,
right,
and you
thinking
to yourself, like, damn, I got class with Shorty, or, you know, it's just a different experience. And then when you see the old heads getting it in, you like, damn, that's going to be me one day.
Right.
Drinking, they having a good time. You know, and the sports, the matter of it is, like, you know, the football games be live. You know, shout out to all the former football players and the current Morgan State football players.
But you already know.
You go to the game, you watch the game, we up, we cheering, we live. You know, we down.
Yeah, live squad. You know what I'm saying?
We down, we might be in the stadium, but we ain't paying much attention, just keeping it 100.
No.
You know, we want Morgan to win at the end of the day because it helps make the day, you know, a little bit better. And it's a great celebration to going over to the yard or, you know, going to the tailgates. And then after that, it sets the precedence for the rest of the night, to
boy,
be honest.
Because I'm homecoming parties. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, man. I don't know if I'm going to be doing them this year.
No.
Gotta figure it out.
The way my bank account set up, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, since I got we older now, so I got kids, you got kids.
Yeah.
You bringing your kids to homecoming?
Never. Hell no.
Fuck no. I'm with you, my man.
Hell no.
Hell,
like,
yeah.
Hold on.
That's a half-truth. Half-truth for me. Like, I bring them on campus for, like, the parade. You know, Kiana's big on tradition, so we got this tradition where, you know, we in a Morganalia, we take a couple pictures and all that. But when it's game time.
They got to go.
They got to get the fuck out of here, yo.
But the crazy part for me is like, you know, and I'm just like, nah, because I can't get it in. Like, that's my...
Exactly.
That's my kids don't know nothing about that. Like,
right.
When they old enough, maybe. Like, when I say old enough, I'm thinking, like, you could probably be a teenager. Maybe
right, because I made the dumbass mistake back in, shit, 09, Morgan was born. So, you know, I'm, you know, 24, 25. And we brought Morgan on campus. And that shit was the... Like, looking back at it, like, if 35-year-old Sonny could talk to 25-year-old Sonny. He would be like, yo, that was the dumbest shit you could have did, yo. Because I couldn't drink nothing, couldn't smoke nothing. I couldn't wander off. Because it's like, well, where's your kid at?
Yeah, what
shit,
you
I got
do?
A kid now? Damn.
Yeah.
So, no. So, going forward, it's like, no, that's not going to happen for real.
And even if, like, you a single parent or you got your spouse up at homecoming, it just don't sit right. You got your kid with you. So, you, like Sonny said, you can't get into anything. And for me, I know how I moved when I was single.
Oh, so boy,
when I'm coming back to homecoming, it's like, you got your kid in your hand. You see something you used to mess with? That ain't the way to go. Like, you know, they gonna be looking. They gonna ask thousands of questions. Nah, it ain't that time. Like,
then you just shake it. You just keep it moving.
Like, I remember a friend of mine. I remember she brought her daughter to homecoming, and I'm just thinking in my head, like, what you doing with your daughter with homecoming? You know. And shout out to my man Wayne. I remember when he brought his daughter up to homecoming, but he had his wife with him, you know, and he was able to bring her on campus real quick. But then, hey, we're gonna shoot you back home because they live near the campus. But at the end of the day, for me, it's a no. Like, nah, I don't want the babysitters. Like, I don't want them there. Nah, they could stay all the way at home. Like, yeah. Mom Dukes come down, watch them, something, my sister and my brother, but they ain't making it until they old enough. And even when they old enough, I'm going to be hesitant. Because then it's going to be like, how old are you on campus? Because if one of them niggas up there try to talk to my daughter, or my son up there wilding, man.
Yo, so I mean, like any other event, for you to have a good time, there's always rules and guidelines you got to follow. So like you just mentioned a good point as far as like, you know, bringing your kids on campus. So the first rule I would come up with is, yo, the babysitter. Like, don't get me wrong, you know, this is fatherhood project and all that, so parenthood is the most rewarding job we can have, but why not have that one day where we could just, like, woo-saw for real, and just let our head down, have your cup of yak, you smoke, whatever, do what you do.
Yep.
And because what's going to happen is in that few short hours after that, reality kick back in.
You can't go home smelling like the
exactly
smelling so, like the gank and everything, the yak, you can't do it.
So I mean, so you just right back to routine. So for all my ladies out there that's pregnant now, you know what I'm saying? Please use precaution if you decide to come on campus, you know what I'm saying? If you need that force field from Violet, from the Incredibles or something more, or if you need that full back ass friend. You know what I'm saying? Every crew got that girl, especially like back in the day, you at the club, you try to dance with the girl, you got that fullback friend always blocking the shit.
Always.
So you need that fullback ass homegirl of yours to escort you throughout the campus. Everybody got one, so it ain't no time to be, you know what I'm saying, shy about that now. Your role.
Yeah, and even, and I'll take it a step further. Fuck that. Be honest. Let your friends know from jump. They start talking about homecoming. You know they got a situation. They ain't got no reason to be up at homecoming. Cut them short.
Yo, hold them accountable, yo. Hold them accountable,
yo. Listen, you know, sit this one out. This one you can sit out. Wait till next year. But like Sonny said, the babysitter is key. You know, babysitter is key. Like, you know, and I'm, like I said, I'm all for you having a babysitter, but don't have a babysitter at homecoming with you. With
oh,
the baby.
No. We ain't,
that ain't
no,
going
no,
it don't roll like that. Keep
you ain't the
babysitter.
Help, yo. You ain't the nanny
keep
and all
the
that.
Babysitter way at home. That's rule number one. Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And then if you do, if you decide to bring the newborn baby up there, you want to show it off, this, that, and the fourth, yo, put the baby in a hazmat suit or something, yo. Because, I mean, think about it, like you said, we going to be smelling like weed, drinking yak.
Yeah.
And then you got, you know, people that want to pinch their cheeks and kiss them. Like, you got somebody that's kissing your kid on the cheek.
And
but
Lord knows what they was doing.
Right, she was just on the black leather couch just before she got there. Everybody, you know the black leather couch, fellas. If you know, you know. You already know what it is. So
people
like,
don't wash their hands. That's
no,
thing.
Especially when you use
at
the bathroom.
Nobody's washing
their
hands.
Let's
be 100.
No.
Let's be 100. Nobody washing their hands. All the food they touching, everything.
Nah, man.
Protect your kids, B.
Protect your kids.
Like, protect your neck, protect your kids.
Yeah, protect your kids at all times, man. So, I mean, oh yeah, also fellas and ladies, watch out for the fake me out too, where your spouse or your homegirl you talking to pull a 180, be extra nice so that you can watch the kid and vice versa. We dead that shit off the break. We ain't doing that. Fuck out of here.
Don't fall into that trap, yo.
So babysitters is definitely gonna be the hottest thing on the market.
Yeah. Get you your babysitter get lined your, up now. If they ain't lined up by now, it's a rock. Like, doobies and pins for you.
Yeah, so I mean, so like, what's a rule for you for somebody of Calvet Liebert's mystique? What is a rule for him or anybody that's, you know what I mean, have a good homecoming, yo?
You asking me homecoming now with my lifestyle or previous?
I mean, we could do now for real. So, because I mean, previous, we already know what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Don't even incriminate yourself on that, yo.
Nah, I think I got statute of limitations still.
I hope so. I'm good.
But no, I definitely will say, like, one, I'm definitely not bringing my kids. We're going to keep that the first.
That's a stamp. We're going to stamp that.
Yeah, you're just going to make sure also, like, how you move through the campus, you got to be careful. Like, life is different now. You're married. You know, I'm looking at how life is. I'm married. I have kids. You may see something old come through on campus and want to just be saying something. You know, y'all both looking good maybe in y'all new day and age. But at the end of the day, listen, you got to go back home. Yo, you still got a life.
Keep your relationship. Yo,
Don't lose it off of one night and one view. It's not worth it.
Payments and child support payments.
Ain't worth it. Don't let homecoming be in your divorce court papers. Because if that's the case, it wasn't meant to be, man.
Meant
to be. Trust me, that one night ain't going to fulfill you.
Like you said, looking good, right? So we all looking good. We coming in there, fly outfits, you know what I'm saying? Haircut, ladies got their makeup, all that shit done. That's why grooming is important, yo.
Very.
So if you decide to get your hair cut the day of homecoming or before, yo, make sure you wash your hair first. like you think common sense is common, but it's not, where, you know, people got the fresh cut.
Yeah.
You got hair on your shirt and that transfers. Yeah. So now the girl got 5 o'clock shadow because she didn't give you a hug and shit, because that's your fucking beard hair.
Hold on, ladies, please go light on the makeup.
Yes.
Don't be just hugging brothers knowing they got a significant other as well. Like, make sure, and fellas, no white tees, nothing that makeup rubs off on. It's going to impact your life 100%. And if you think that's your fit just for homecoming, like the yard, make sure you're not wearing that to the party, because you're really going to look like a poo putt. Don't look like a poo putt.
Please, no poo putts ever. You know what I'm saying? Like he was saying about the makeup. Yo, you can't, ladies, you got to make sure you apply the proper makeup to face ratio, because you don't want to look like the dark skin and light skin Mike Jack at the same time, yo.
Yeah, we can't
afford that. And then, fellas, like I said, if you don't have a barber right now, you coming in town, this, that, and the fourth. I got 3 barbers off the top. So if you're in Baltimore County, you know what I mean, it's a brother by the name of Bazemore and Hair Fetish. So if you over east, New Faces off Hamilton is a guy named Archie Barlow. And then if you over west, it's a guy he on Instagram. His name is Scotty _Bippin, BIPPIN _. Those are 3 barbers. You could all say, you know, you could tell them all Sonny sent you. You know what I'm saying?
Official plugs
out here, you know what I mean? We want, everybody need to win out here. So, I mean, yo. And then also, fellas, if you got the beard and all that, you get it fresh, make sure you use the right product.
Don't go too heavy.
Don't think because your girl got Jane Carter that's meant for your beard. Jane Carter and all that's Blue Magic. All that shit is not made for your beard, yo. I know everybody want to look like Black Thought, Ricky Rose and all them, but you can't have your beard smelling like yogurt because you put the wrong shit in there.
This is another key thing.
Go ahead. Keep it flowing.
Please pay attention to the weather that day.
Keep going.
That's the top thing. If you want to be 100,
come on, keep it.
Pay attention to the weather.
Keep it funky, brother.
And prepare. For those of you who know, if you went to Morgan or you bringing your friend down so they can see what homecoming's like, prepare for the drastic change in weather some way, somehow.
Woo-wee.
You know, you could have all 4 seasons in one day, or you could get it really hot in the morning to the afternoon, and it's cold at night. Please make sure you pay attention to the weather. That's one key thing. That don't even got to be in a rule. You just got to pay attention. Common sense.
You said.
It ain't common, though.
Right. And then another thing, since you're speaking on outfits, because like you said, you don't want the tank top, and then you got the furry Uggs on and shit. Now you looking like fucking Sasquatch and shit.
And please, ladies, no furry slippers. Like, leave them slippers at home.
And then, fellas, if you know you wearing shorts and all that, yo, leave the butters at home. Yo, you not in the fucking New Jersey Drive. This ain't New Jersey Drive, nigga. Cut that shit out, man. Yo, like you said, yo, know the weather, man.
Know
you
the all weather. The, pay attention.
With all this technology out here, not knowing the weather is insane.
Listen, and don't be out there fashion, being a fashion vulture with all that, you know, Gucci, Louis. Like, man, listen, just come
keep
regular.
It simple.
Keep it simple. You know, it's homecoming. Ladies, we're going to get into what not to wear too in certain occasions, just from the male perspective. We're just going to let y'all know how we looked at you, but also, you know, we want the ladies also email us, chime in, give us a phone call, something. Yeah. Let us know. What's y'all perspective on what males should wear and not?
Yeah.
What's up?
Because, I mean, because like you said, all that extra fashionista, all that shit fellas be doing. Like, yo, ain't nobody checking for you, Otis, when you start doing that shit.
Nah. And some of y'all niggas is too old, man.
Yeah.
Like, who you dressing for, B? Like, I dress for myself. I don't even care no more.
Ain't nothing wrong with being fly. I ain't saying don't be fly, yo. But, yo,
be
nigga,
fly.
You know what it is.
Don't be a fashion vulture, man, out here. You Gucci, Louis, got on 30 different brands. I'm going to call you out. I don't care. My wife hates me for it, for saying you shouldn't cross match, but I don't like that shit. I ain't with it, but don't do that. Niggas is too old to be wearing Jordans and Adidas sweats. I ain't never in my life.
Yeah, that's just a no-no. Like, we just gotta, you know, fucking X you out on that one.
And so what's next on the rule book?
Yo, make sure, drink responsibly.
If that ain't the truth.
You know what I'm saying? Because when you think about it, because it's going to be such an abundance of liquor, and I already know off the top it's my man Mo Wilson and my man Sammy. My man Sammy already said he coming out with the trench coat with nothing but Henny in it.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying? And you got Mo, he's a bartender, so he's gonna fucking fry you.
Listen,
especially if you tipping crazy. Go ahead, man.
Listen, I got a story I'm going to tell later on into the drinking responsible, but
yeah.
I'm staying away from the Q's this year because I had a bad incident with the Q's. Ed, you and the Q's and that oil, y'all can keep that. Never again. And then, you know, like, drink responsibly, man. Listen, man, Jose Cuervo got me one year. I know I was living in Morganview and, you know, it was like, oh, we got mad Jose Cuervo and... Listen, that the crew of people I was with already remember the story. It was just, it was a fun night, but it also was a sad night. Jose Cuervo will do you in, but you gotta drink responsible. Not only just for the simple fact of safety, like, we just want to make sure, like, enjoy homecoming, be able to remember the shit.
Yeah,
like,
it's
great to get drunk and have a good time, but sometimes we a little too old to be getting faded and not remembering what happened.
Yo,
you know, enjoy it. Responsibly.
Yo, I mean, yeah, finesse the alcohol, man. Turn into Henny Lattimore if you want to, or Henny G or whatever, but don't turn into Groove from House Party, yo, where you gotta... Because, yo, I like myself, if y'all don't know what I look like, I'm 6 feet, about 330. Yo, I'm too big to be getting... fucking carried around,
especially
because I'm furred.
Especially on campus or in the club, it don't
good
look
good.
Right.
Lord, it's
don't
the look worst right. Look. Period.
Not even at the tailgate.
No,
because you it just won't go. It won't sit right.
Yeah, I mean, so if your tongue start to turn whiter, your mouth consistently dry, yo, stop immediately.
Or get a bottle of water.
Get a bottle of water.
Hydrate
yourself,
the day.
Man.
it's going to be needed. Hydrate throughout the day.
Yo, I'm listen, man. It's just yo, hydrate yourself.
Yeah, man.
Eat some food. Hydrate yourself,
definitely,
man.
You know, pack a light snack. Put a granola bar in your pocket or something. It'll help you out.
Whatever. I don't do what you need to do, but god damn it, because I mean, you could freak it when you know you got the right amount of liquor. She got the right amount of liquor. Then could be Henny and some sex, or you could be face down in the toilet. So I would rather you choose option A.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Off the brick.
And to Sonny's point, listen, keep in mind, you got a whole 24 hours. So don't get shit-faced at the yard, go back to your hotel, sleep, and miss the whole night.
Dog.
And then you talking about, I'm going to make it up on Sunday for the brunch. Nah, it don't work like that.
It don't work like
you
that,
you need to be on point for all events, especially for y'all paid in advance tables and... sections,
yeah,
because
Trix and Zeke is fucking killing out here with these parties. So,
listen,
also all my party promoters, yo, shout out to y'all just for killing this week.
Shout out to all the promoters,
all
doing
of
it.
Them.
I mean, shit, back in the day, it was Rated R when we was there.
Yeah.
Trix and Zeke came in the later half of the year before we graduated, and they kept it going from what I hear. But yeah, Rated R, shout out to them dudes. I don't know where they at. They used to throw some amazing parties. I definitely had a great time. Shout out to them freshmen riding the yellow cheese bus back in the day too. Those boy. Was that them those rides was classic.
Yo.
If you ain't ride the yellow bus that's from not,
you,
Blount.
You didn't have a Morgan
you
experience.
You didn't have a Morgan experience.
I don't care. I'm from Baltimore. From the and old still McKeldin that shit,
building.
Yo.
Like,
oh, man.
Riding in the cheese bus in your fly jersey with your Dipset bandana on and the Timbs. Me and my crew did it, man. Shout out to my man Bo. Shout out to my man Greasy. My man Dongo. We was definitely on the bus getting crazy. Yeah. Like, man, it was a good time, man. Zeke, you was there too, Zeke. We see you.
Yo, and another thing that I think, like, of course, all the drinking and all that, that's great. I fucking encourage it as long as you're responsible. But let's make sure while we out here, yo, continue to support each other. You know what I'm saying? Because here's something that I learned that we all probably learned. Networking can open doors that a degree not going to open.
Hell yeah.
So, you know what I mean? And especially in the world that we living in right now, it's so divisive. Like, for example, you had the whole Dallas cop situation. Shorty ran in another nigga apartment, claimed it was hers. The man eating ice cream gets bodied. And only gets...
R.I.P., man,
off the break. But Shorty... First of all, I mean, it's so sad to when we... These situations happen, we as black people are already thinking about how she gonna get off. So at first, yesterday we was like, yay, she got the murder charge instead of manslaughter, because we know in Texas that's a whole nother animal.
Yeah.
Murder versus manslaughter. Then you get sentenced today, you looking at between 5 to 99 years. So we like, yo, if it was us, we getting 99 if not the death penalty, but she only getting 10. Somebody like, come on now. We all got somebody in jail right now that got 10 for just having an ounce of weed.
I know niggas that's still in jail.
Me too.
And did 10.
That's what I'm saying. 10 plus.
That's crazy.
Over some weed. And she bought... Yo, you went to somebody else.
She
won't
do that full 10, though.
Hell no.
She might do like 3 or 4 and be out on good terms.
And then she's going to write a book and make fucking millions.
But she's
shit.
Also a police officer, so she lost her job, and then they're going to look out for her.
And that's why she's going to write the book. That's just like the boy that killed Eric Garner.
Yeah.
And they did the GoFundMe. They raised $2 million. And you got the man in an illegal chokehold, and the man said, I can't breathe. And you got $2 million?
Man, I still bother till this day.
Man, you bitch ass niggas.
Yeah, I'm still bothered. But what was it we was hitting at?
I mean, basically just saying supporting each other, because I mean, you know what I mean? We got a lot of people doing a lot of things. So I mean, like you say, like in the mental health field, we got, you know what I'm saying, we got the real therapist for the cost of that podcast. Yeah. So shout out to Soul Sugar on that. As far as more mental health, I got some we got All Walks of Life. We got Above It All, you know what I'm saying? You looking for, you know, the kids, you know, we need motivation.
Above It All. Who Above It All?
That's my man Sananda. They making moves out here. Mike Miller, D. Kane, B. Wiley, everybody that's on there, all of them went to Morgan. All Walks of Life. Shout out my man Tony FT. You know, the kids, they need more motivation more than ever. So shout out my brother Chiz, especially with this whole Sugar Could Dream tour that's going on out here. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, you know who shout out, man?
Go ahead, get
up. Yo,
keep
up
going.
And up. They still doing shit.
Yeah.
Man, shout out to the Up and Up brothers, man.
Most definitely.
Listen, and I think my man's opened up a juice spot.
What's your name? Oh,
my
shit.
My man Victorious. My man Victorious.
Yo, shout out Victorious, man. Yo,
Victorious is a big brother of mine, man. Yo, he held me down in a history class my freshman year, And not if the fact held me down, like helped me to get through answers and shit and cheat. Nah, that ain't him. Like, he a real brother, looked out for me, always was on point, and still to this day. Shout out him, Powerful, the whole fam. Like, his pops, man. Like, I love his pops. He a cool dude. Shout out to Up and Up brothers, but Victorious, man, you keep doing your thing, brother. We support you.
Most definitely. You know what I mean? You into the art world. Shout out my man Antonio Moore. He doing big things. Like, yo, he done did paintings for... Cardi B, Rick Ross, Jeezy, you name it. Anybody that coming to town, whether it's Maryland, D.C., V.A., he painting.
Oh, that's the break, man.
And getting them to him backstage. So shout out to him, hey, yo. Keep doing y'all thing,
listen,
man.
Listen, shout out to anybody who went to Morgan State while we was there.
Oh, yeah, already.
Any graduate. Listen, you ain't even graduate. We feel you. We rock with you. We supporting you.
Everybody we named just now.
Listen.
Morgan.
Listen, it's all Morgan.
I'm trying to tell you.
This is love.
It's all Morgan out here.
It's the Morgan episode, by the way.
You already. You know what I'm saying? The clothing. Like you said earlier, you know, man, we got tricks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
yo,
yeah.
Shout out my homegirl, Carmen, out with Philly. She be making all types of clothes and shit like that. And then also shout out to her because she had did a one of them Insta stories. And she was saying, yo, I wonder if, you know, Sonny going to do some type of homecoming blog or something. But, I mean, you know, we going to up the ante. You know what I mean? You know, brother to brother. Might as well, shit, support ourselves.
Might as well, yeah.
Y'all support us, too, like we support y'all. Yep. So we might as well drop this homecoming episode and shit.
Yep. Yo, oh, shout out to Cam.
Oh, yeah.
Cam with the car dealership.
Yep.
And if you need, you know, some car work done in Baltimore, go see my man Wayne.
Yep.
Hit him up.
Yo, if you want your car wash, holler at my man Gums.
Oh,
and
Gums
and Juice. They got your car.
Clean.
They got your car looking cleaner than the dealer's
boy. I seen the minivan.
Woo!
Yeah, man. French fries and candy all up off the back. Damn.
You already know. And then shout out my man Ron Green, man. He got the What's Up African. He got all that going on. Cause we definitely need to remember where we come from.
Our man, Philly, man from Philly, Ant.
Yep.
Ant, he be doing the, you know, the Father's Day tournaments and all that.
Yeah, shout out to him.
My man, Mr. Powers with the book and all that.
Yep.
Shout out to my man, Head. Old school dude, played Morgan State basketball team.
Yeah.
He writing books too as well, him and his wife for kids. So it's a whole lot, man. We can go on and on and on. But
we're gonna name a couple people more and then we're gonna keep going to numbers. So if you want some catering done, holler at my man Will Lewis. If you're looking for a restaurant in Baltimore City, it's a spot called Montego Bar and Grill on Charles Street by my frat brother, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean, go check that spot out. And then ladies, like we mentioned earlier, we was talking about that whole proper makeup to face ratio. Got a couple makeup girls that get you right. So shout out Lauren, shout out Heather, shout out Chantel. And if you know anybody else, yo, make sure y'all looking right, because we gonna make sure we looking right out here. You know, like you said, the list can go on and on. But yo, if you can't support, then that's shame on you. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, if we don't support ourselves, then
who gonna do it for us?
So, I mean, come on, yo, keep it flowing, yo. What's something we need to know, make sure homecoming is fire.
Dang. It's a lot, man.
We can flow off the top.
So,
we can keep going.
So if I could think of homecoming, one of the things is make sure you got your proper footwear also.
Yes. Thank you, fellas.
Like,
go ahead, drop gems on them.
I ain't gonna lie to you. You know, all of y'all know, y'all seen me since Morgan and after. Shoe game gotta be right. Gotta be comfortable though.
Yes.
You know, it's a lot of walking around, it's a lot of standing. Don't be out there with the two small shoes or the two big shoes, or your shoes ain't clean and looking right. Also, you just got to prepare. Make sure you ain't walking through no mud. You ain't stepping on nothing crazy.
Ain't nothing like creasing your J's because you tried to step
over
a puddle.
Make sure you're wearing something that you're comfortable in getting scuffed, stepped on when it start getting crazy. You know, God forbid, some shots go off and, you know, you got to run or whatever.
We still in Baltimore City, so that is possible.
But ladies, I want to be 100% honest.
That's all we could be out here, Joel.
Last I know, there's still cobblestone on Morgan State University.
Yeah, they ain't changed that.
Please, your big heel boots, your stilettos, whatever, still be comfortable, ladies. Like, you know, you could still look good in a pair of flats, you know, some kicks. Throw something on, be comfortable. But at the end of the day, don't break your neck out here, man. Don't break your neck. Please don't.
The Wu-Tang said it best, yo. Protect your neck, yo. All times, you know what I'm saying?
Don't break your neck. But yeah, footwear is a plus. That's a major thing. One more thing I will throw in is,
go ahead, keep going. We're going to keep flowing.
You know, we talked about support. Support the food vendors that's out there.
Yeah,
you ain't got to eat in the refat because it's the refat.
Right,
you ain't
got to
go in there. You know, trust me, that food's still messing with your body.
Still, yeah, that freshman 15 now, senior 16.
Still messing with
shit.
Your body, you know, support. Go buy some Morgan paraphernalia. Like Sonny say, he throw his whole family in the drip. Go buy some Morgan paraphernalia. Definitely you know, support Morgan as much as possible. You know, we support Morgan all day.
Oh, yeah, all day.
You know, and figure out ways that you could give back. I mean, damn, you know, I say this, like, you know, at times I don't want to give back, but the way I see Morgan looking right now, it's like, damn, it didn't look like that for me. But if it could look better for the next kid coming through, I'm all for it, you know?
Yeah, so, man.
So those are just two ways. So support throughout Morgan whichever way you can. And them football tickets ain't cheap. So
no.
You better either ask a student to buy the ticket for you, because that's the only way it's going to be cheap. I think we paid like $70 for like two tickets last year. And I was like, students was getting it for 10.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, give me two tickets, B.
You already, yo. Yeah, them ticket prices, them shit is fucking concert ticket prices.
I'm going to be in the press box again this year, so I ain't even paying shit.
Well, I ain't lying. My man with the flex on right there real quick.
I still got it. Shout out to my man Leonard Haynes, too. SID.
Oh, yeah. Shout out for the flex right there. I love it. Yo, so like you said, so boom, we at homecoming. We on camp. We're on Morgan State property.
Yep.
Where are you going?
First?
I'm tailgating all day. I'm just at Northwood forever. Because I'm at the age now where I don't know if I'm cool enough to be
on the yard.
On the yard, it is.
But you Greek, though. So why you can't be on the yard?
I mean, I'm going to do it anyway.
Oh, okay,
I mean,
I'm going to
do
say.
It. I'm going to do it. But I don't know. I just, like, Northwood just feel like home to me.
I mean, it should, though.
God damn, man. Because, you know what I mean? Because sometimes nowadays, you know what I mean? Because I'm the old nigga. I'm the old nigga, yo.
I feel you.
Especially with the Greek shit. Like, you know, this would be 16 years for me. You know what I'm saying? Yikes. So, you know, I'm going to the suite. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be the young niggas that don't know me. Which is, whatever.
Yeah.
Case you know what I mean? But I'm not going to go to no young nigga begging for no motherfucking food, Jack.
Oh, absolutely
fuck
not.
Fuck no. I'm not doing
absolutely
none of that
not.
Shit.
And yeah, not because they're young. It's just the fact of the matter. Like, it just don't work.
It
like
just
that.
Don't work that way. But if they don't know me, then, you know what I mean? They going to do their job to make sure they not giving out free food to any old body. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? But I'm not going to go to the young brother having them vouch for me like I ain't make them niggas and shit. You know what I mean? So it's just kind of like, but I'm not old enough to be at the tents at Montebello and all that.
But what age does it? What age?
I don't
do you
know
need
yet.
To be?
I don't
well, who
know.
Do you need to know to get in?
I don't
like,
know, yo.
No lie, I used to swear the tents at Montebello was a secret society. Like,
yo, me
you
too.
Ain't have to be. I swear you ain't have to have gray hairs or be from back in the 70s or 80s, but you it's a secret society. Because I ain't going to lie, I spent maybe about 30 minutes in the old tents in Montebello.
Oh, them shits be
one
popping,
year.
Though.
Bruh,
them
the
shits
way,
is popping.
Look, all the stuff we talked about, they already on. They
right.
Drinking success. They drinking success. They one tent I went into, and this was my junior year, I ain't going to say who I was with. Cause she's still probably in the tent, so I ain't gonna mess it up for myself.
Yo, don't fuck it up, yo, don't fuck
but
it up, yo.
Listen, one tent had nothing but champagne bottles in a cooler, and I'm like, yo, y'all over here popping champagne, and not cheap champagne, expensive champagne, and I'm like, yo, they had Chris in the damn coolers.
Whew.
I was like, is this the Cristal event? What's going on? Nah, this is just how we drink over here.
This is
the Black Excellence in Montebello happening in 2005. I remember it like yesterday.
Yeah, it gets busy on another level to where, like, you thinking they got... Like
listen.
You said, you thinking it's just
listen,
Henny and
I'm
all
thinking
that,
it's
and they coming
a,
in.
Listen,
with,
I thought
that.
I was going to walk into the Crown Royal... cases, they had that, but that was just like for the giveaway. It
right.
was champagne, but you
right.
know, the Montebello tents is definitely popping.
Yes, it is.
Where I'm going to be at, I might be with you in the tailgate, but because I still got my ties and I know so many New York cats come down,
of course,
it's like,
of course.
I got to go see one of the young dudes. Like,
oh,
what's
good? Man, I'm not saying stick strictly
oh, no,
at
no, no,
the
no,
tailgate.
No. My majority of my time,
I'm going to be
there. Majority
of
my time will be at the tailgate.
I'm going to make my presence there, dap a couple, you know what I mean? But
if I go, because I'm still on the fence.
Oh, man, we got to have...
Still on the fence.
We got to have Mr. Lyberd himself on the yard, yo. Come on, man.
I want to come through, man, but you know the way life is set up. And look, and like I said, it's going to be crazy because Morgan and Howard's homecoming is the same week.
Oof.
Another key thing.
Yo, why
this
do they
is
do
really,
that,
yo?
Why the fuck
I say
they
the
do
same
that
thing.
Shit,
they say football schedule. But here's another key reason why. and a rule. Please be safe driving because
Morgan and Howard
having a homecoming in the same weekend.
Oh,
it's the highways, the roads are gonna be crazy.
295.
Listen, if you plan on celebrating at Morgan during the day and making your way down to DC in the afternoon, please be careful because 295 is gonna be stupid. Stupid.
It's already only two lanes any motherfucking
listen,
way.
Listen, one year, this is when I lived in DC. When like right after Morgan moved, traveled around, moved back to the area, Morgan's homecoming, Howard's homecoming, same day. I said, you know what? I live in DC. I'm gonna go to Howard's on football game. Go to Howard's football game, bro. When I tell you, it took me at least. I lived on First and Q.
Northeast.
Literally, I couldn't walk to Howard from my
right.
But your man ain't walk. I drove. Took me 30 minutes just to get to Howard.
Makes sense.
Bruh, I left out of there, did the tailgate at Howard, by the way. Howard shut their tailgate down this year. You can't bring any drinks. They put out a whole policy. That's whack. Come to Morgan, like I said, it's going to be lit.
Yeah, you already, man.
So I get there, I'm drinking with my friends, and I'm like, man, yo, I'm out of here. I got to get up to Morgan tonight because I know it's going to be popping. I make it up to Morgan for the first tailgate.
Yeah.
Man, listen, when I tell you, I was like, never again.
Nah,
the traffic was crazy.
Yeah, I agree.
Y'all be safe driving, man.
Yeah, but like you said, going back to the tailgate, yo, it's just something about the tailgate where it's like tailgating is like a homecoming inside a homecoming because it's right in that age bracket where you in our era, it's like our era. That's our era right there. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's not like even 5-10 years from now, we want to be right there. And then when you look at that, that's the beauty of it. Like, could you think about it? It's just a parking lot most of the time.
But think about what that parking lot meant to our era, though.
That's what I'm saying. So, but on this one particular day, this parking lot, yo, turns into fucking Magic Kingdom out this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just got, I mean, like, yo, we can paint the picture for these people.
Yeah.
You got about a smooth 1,000, two stacks, easy.
Yeah, it's about 2,000 people out there.
You know what I'm saying? We got the, all of us with the melanin popping. We like that shit popping like over Redenbacher for real.
You got the people selling liquor, food, cooking food.
The fish dinners
was crazy.
Nigga,
I don't know about them $20 a plate, but some of y'all be getting a little crazy with these prices. The watered down drinks you can get ahead with.
Yeah,
like, we're gonna call you out. You know, just listen to the episode after homecoming. We're gonna call y'all out, baby. Make sure y'all on point with it. You got
the ladies, they skin, they fucking glistening like fucking fish coming out the fucking fryer and shit. Everybody looking good as hell. And then to the point like, yo, you really could have a good ass night, yo.
Yo, you could end your night there if you're not a club person.
You could end your night there. You're right.
You could go to a lounge after, but that's the precedent. You get to see mad people that you knew.
Oh, yeah, chopping up, laughing, drinking.
You know, reminisce.
Oh, my God.
Talk about what's going on. And you good money.
It's a stress reliever for what's going on in your real life.
That's true.
That's the one day.
In a couple of hours, you can step out of reality.
So since we talking about that, once we get to the homecoming and all that shit, and you at the tailgate, you see somebody, you know, first and foremost, it was breast to chest hugs only, man.
Breast
to chest hugs, man. I know some things is never going to change, and that's one of them. And, you know what I'm saying, face it, yo, we going to do all the handshakes, we going to dap each other up, this, that, and the fourth. You already know how you get down. So if you got that jealous partner that turns into fucking DaBaby security guards and start knocking niggas off for no reason, leave that nigga home. Or if you got that girl that want to turn into motherfucking Tasmanian devil, leave her crazy ass at the crib. But, yo, all that Christian hug shit where you got the one arm only and the leg kicked out and all that. No, we ain't doing none of that shit, yo. We throw that shit.
Hugs on the side.
No hugs on the side, yo. Hugs on the side is banned. Saturday night, yo.
It's a straight love. So these are love hugs, basically. Like, yo. Yeah, not like I'm in love with you, but
of course
like,
not.
Yo,
but I gotta show love. You gotta show love.
Yeah, I get you.
Gotta show love, man, because tomorrow ain't promise, yo.
You're right.
A lot of niggas that went to Morgan with us that ain't here no more. So RIP to all them fallen soldiers.
Be safe that night, everybody.
Be safe. And then, you know, fellas, if you're going to participate in these breasts to chest, yo, make sure your neck is bathed thoroughly. Like, I wish I could speak like James Earl Jones from Coming to America, but yo, bathe your neck fucking thoroughly, man. Yeah, like, man. Yo, come on, man.
Yeah, if you out there, if you if you know you was out there sweating bullets during the football game, you didn't come correct, or maybe you forgot to put your deodorant on. Listen, there's you could run up in the student center or something. You go get fresh. Or go back to your hotel. Go to your man's spot, your people's spot. Yo. Get washed up, man. It's no need to be humming out there.
There's no reason. Get your Scentbird, cologne, and all that. Just a couple spritz.
Please don't go too heavy. Listen, nobody want to be out there smelling like the Jamaican Dundada, yo. Real shit.
No, real shit,
you know,
man.
Get you something light, and you good, you know?
Yo, but then, fellas, yo, tread lightly with the hug, though, for the simple fact. Like, you can't be all fucking... Yeah. You can't be all brick and shit, hugging a girl, giving a love hug, and you fucking brick and shit like that. Come on, have some coof, my nigga.
Yeah, don't be doing that. Grab everything.
Yeah, don't be doing that shit, y'all. Man, it's definitely not worth the risk. Yeah. I mean, on one end,
you never know who lady you touching or what the situation.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. On one end, that could turn into chaos, or it could turn into a Zane novel. I don't know, but either way, yo. Govern yourself accordingly, yo. What else we got, yo? What else you got, yo?
So, on top of that, you know where you're going.
Yes.
When you're in the city.
Yeah.
City has changed up a little something.
It's not the same from 2003 era.
Sure you know where the club is at. Don't think you remember where a certain club is at. Read the directions. On top of that, if you haven't purchased your ticket yet, I'm going to say this because I saw my man Zeke put some stuff up. Don't try calling people or promoters or see them at the door and be like, yo, it's not going to work because homecoming is just set up for that. Listen, I will tell you this. It was one homecoming. I drove up. I wasn't in the party mood, but I said, you know what? I'm going to play the let out. I'm literally playing the let out, but they still letting people in the club. Mind you, it's only less than an hour. They taking people's money.
Oh, yeah, that's robbery.
I'm standing outside just laughing. People seeing me like, oh, vet, you coming in? I'm like, nah, I'm not coming in. I'm chilling. I'm good. Like, I'm going to play the let out. I want to see my people. And I wanted to catch up with some folks. I couldn't believe it. But dudes is paying like $200 just to get in.
Just
like,
to say you was there.
Like, why? Like, for what? Like, you know what? Everybody, I'm not judging, but everybody's got their MO. And for me, I can't justify before kids or after or during with kids $200 to get inside some small ass club when it's going to end at what, 2 o'clock? 2:30?
Easy. And then that's only if the fire marshal don't come in and shut that shit down.
Listen, man, listen, it's still Baltimore. Ain't shit changed.
Oh, no.
You know, no matter where you go. We ain't in New York, niggas. Ain't no homecoming in New York. So your lifestyle, prepare all you New Yorkers, all you Philly cats, all you Jersey cats, like anybody coming from anywhere. You come from Atlanta, you coming from wherever, North Carolina, Florida. Keep it real with your friends. Listen, this joint ain't going to end at 2. They're going to hit the lights. Party might be over after that. It might be an after party, but even so, be careful.
Please be careful, because the Baltimore locals is looking.
They waiting.
They know you coming in all fresh and all that shit, and you trying to show off.
Listen,
nigga, they gonna come up to you and be like, yo, get that up real smooth, shorty.
They spot
eat
you.
Early.
They spot you.
Don't even set yourself up for real. You know what I mean?
Be careful, man.
Don't even do that shit. And then, like you be saying, you at the party now, right? Yo. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, yo, know your body, man. Like, yo, if you the type that don't leave the house, ladies, if you the type that don't leave the house after you take your bra off and shit, yo, just get you one of them sexy bras there, because you know you want somebody to see that shit. Keep that shit on, keep the party going for real. Or another one, if you the type that's normally in bed by 9 o'clock.
Don't be in a club sleep.
Yeah, no, we don't sleep in the club, yo.
Don't take your shoes off either, ladies, in the club. That shit is not sexy, and let alone
it's just dirty.
It's disgusting.
But if you know you normally in bed by 9 o'clock, yo, take a nap before you get on up here, yo.
And going back to Sonny's point about, you know, balance your drinking out, don't be in the club sleeping on the couch or up somewhere.
No.
Don't be throwing up nowhere. It's not going to be a good look, yo. We you know... The 18 and under and over whatever party, maybe, but not We in our 30s, yo. We in our 30s. Some just hitting 40, but still, like, don't be out here looking bad.
You can't do that. So, I mean, you, like I said, you at the party, you chilling, you vibing, and then all of a sudden, you know, you hear some songs, you want to start dancing. Ladies, you don't remember when you lost your knees, right? Yeah. But just know they gone. So whether you lost them at the Tootsie Roll era, the drop down and get your Eagle on era, that Cash Money taking over for the 99-2000 era.
That was a good era, though.
Woo, yes, it was. Or you just lost it recently with this whole Meg Thee Stallion phenomenon that's going on.
And half of y'all ain't got those knees, so you
gotta
chill.
You gotta chill. So if anything out this podcast, if you didn't get anything, three words to sum this whole shit up. Govern yourself accordingly. Okay, fellas, that go for you too. So if you know you should have been the spokesperson for Icy Hot instead of the Shaq, when the DJ played Dipset anthem, you do nothing.
You do nothing because
you're too old to be taking Monday and Tuesday off because you pulled a disc trying to dance like Joel Santana and shit, or the Philly joint, rock the mic joint.
Oh yeah, listen, do group dances or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Just two step that shit.
And
y'all,
when Swag Surf come on, just make sure you going in the right direction. Don't fuck it up. Get out. You know this shit is not.
But if you sense your back cracking when it's time to set up for the Swag Surf, don't even do that shit, yo. Just go do the two step and hold the wall up. For why? Because ain't nobody holding you up no more. Like you just said, we're not 18, 20 years old. Yo, I learned the hard way. Somebody trying to hold me up and the motherfuckers let me go. The niggas too old for that.
Too old for that shit,
Govern yourself
accordingly.
Govern yourself accordingly, yo. So, I mean, yo, you know what I mean? Before we go ahead, get out of here and whatever, yo, Kel, if you got any other rules or anything, you know what I'm saying? Let the world know. And then, you know,
enjoy yourself at homecoming.
Thank you. Yeah,
whether you went to Morgan or not, come down. Like you said, you know, support, show love, have a good time. I think one of the biggest things at Morgan is, like, it's really great to see your brothers and your sisters who you went there with, or people you may know who are now established and doing what they are doing out in society, whether it be an educator, lawyers, doctors, whatever the case is, police officers, just, you know, entrepreneurs. I think it's just a good time to see people and come together and celebrate just for being there or being knowing someone there. For the party sense of things, you know, be safe, drink, you know, have a good time, enjoy yourself, but, you know, be safe, get out, get to your hotel, and then Sunday, for those who not traveling back yet and y'all enjoying those brunches, you'll be safe at the brunch, because the brunch turn up could be, you know, turned down really quickly if you don't govern yourself with, like we said, govern yourself accordingly. So come out, have a good time, man. It's going to be great to see all the faces.
Yeah, like Meth Bleak said, get in, get out. That's an OG's classic.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, man, like you said, everybody have a good time. I can't wait to see y'all. Y'all see us. Yo, show us some love, man. Yo, tell us, you know what I mean? We doing something right, doing something wrong. Either way, just keep it funky with us, like, because we going to keep it funky with y'all.
All day.
You know what I'm saying? So, as always, Mr. Lobbird himself is always a pleasure, as always.
Yes,
babe.
Sir.
You already know what it is. Till next time, man. Yep. We out of here.
Brasco and Vet.
You already. Game time.